I'd like to welcome everyone on today's At Large Capacity Building Working Group call on Monday the 20th of May at 1800 UTC. On today's call we have Darlene Thompson, Dev Anand Tilaksing, Emani Fakao Timanava Louis, Fatima Cambronero, Jolie McPhee, Narin Kachatrian, Natalia Enciso, Oksana Priotko, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Salanieta Samanikai-Waimaro, and Tijani Benjema. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. From apologies noted from Maureen Hilliard, Satish Babu, William Tibben, and Carlos Aguirre. From staff on today's call, we have Carlos Reyes, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, very important for the transcript. Thank you. Over to you, Sala.
Sorry if I may interrupt. I think you missed me. This is Ali Al-Mishal. I am on the call as well.
My apologies, it's Gisela. Ali, we have noted your name. Thank you very much, and over to you, Sala. Sala, this is Gisela. We are showing you connected. I'm not sure if you're able to speak.
Can you hear me now?
Sala, we can hear you. I think that the echo may be coming from your line. You're on the audio bridge and on the phone. Please mute your computer speaker.
I'm just going to switch my computer off, Gisela. Well, hello, everyone. Hang on, give me a second. I've just had to, couldn't find the mute button on my machine. Just very quickly, soon for those of you who were not in Beijing, we had a discussion on things that needed to be done as a working group and with the working group in relation to our mandate. And one of those things includes running a survey, facilitating a survey. And volunteers from Beijing were Oksana and Satish. And I know Satish couldn't be with us on this call. And Oksana is here, so she's going to give us a brief update, a brief status update on the survey. Essentially, what they were tasked to do were to develop a preliminary list of possible questions to allow us to properly scope from our at-large community what some of the capacity building needs are. Noting that Lakralo has had extensive an extensive survey facilitated to assess what the capacity building needs are in Lakralo. But this also needs to be done for the entire at-large. And so what we were hoping to do was to perhaps take this preliminary list of survey questions that Oksana and Satish have created and put it to the working group to see if they have anything that if there are things that they needed revised or things particularly that they would want to ascertain from the survey. And so with that, I'd like to ask Oksana if she could please give us a status update, and then we can have interactions on this on the survey. Thanks, Gisela.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much, Sala and Oksana. I would like to share with you my questions, preliminary draft of questions, but I have them only in text format. So I hope that I received any help with transforming it into Montessori or something, another tool.
Right.
I can post this just now in group on Gmail.
Yes, Oksana.
Is that okay?
Sala, yes, Sala Tamani Kamaro for the transcripts. Oksana, if you could please forward the survey questions that you've developed with Satish and forward it to the Capacity Building Working Group, and perhaps the working group can give feedback on it. But before we jump to putting it on the SurveyMonkey or anything else, what we need to really do now is to discuss what are potentially some of the things we'd like to find out from the survey. So with that, the floor is open to the working group in general, if they have any comments. In relation, Sala Tamani Kamaro for the transcripts, in relation to the survey, Oksana and Satish have leadership in finalizing the survey. So I'd like to ask the working group to direct their comments and their suggestions to Oksana at this stage, and if it could be noted for the record. Any comments? Well, if there are no comments, I'd take the silence to mean that...
I have my hand up, but I didn't get called. I just wanted to say that in Naralo, there was some work done on a survey. I forget, it was Glenn McKnight and someone else did some work last year. I don't know if they've been involved at all. And secondly, that the Internet Society also has an ongoing survey, you know, general sort of survey going on, which could... you know, they could perhaps consult to or consult with the people that are running that.
Thanks, Julian.
Polly McPhee for the record.
Thanks, Jolie. Does anyone else have anything to say in relation to the survey?
It's Oksana. Do you see now my draft in the group? I just sent it.
Okay, thank you, Oksana. Sala Tamani Kamaro for the transcripts. What I'd propose is that the working group have a look, review the survey, if they have any final questions, comments, or things that they would like to be factored in, if we could facilitate that those interactions on the email list following Oksana's thread. And then we can agree to a working draft and then finalize the survey. It shouldn't take us long, so if we could finish it by this week and have it ready by at least next week, Friday. So, Carlos, I'd like to ask if you could put that as an action item to finalize the survey by next Friday. Gisela, if I could please ask you to just read up what's next on the agenda item. I don't have my machine in front of me. Hello?
Sorry, Sala. This is Gisela for the transcript. Apologies, I was talking into my muted microphone. We are on to item three, which is the post-ICANN 46 tasks. The relevant document is the capacity building project matrix, which can be found on the agenda page linked to this agenda item, which will not be displayed on the Adobe Connect due to the size of the document, and it won't, you won't be able to read it on the screen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. As you can imagine, at Beijing, we had designed and drafted a matrix of tasks, and it's contained within the spreadsheet that's uploaded onto the wiki. So we would encourage every working group member to access that matrix through your machines. And with that, I'd like to call upon Tijani and Dev to please share their thoughts and their reflections. Just for the information of the general working group, Tijani and Dev are members of the steering committee of this working group. And so I'd like them to please share their reflections before we go into the matrix.
Okay, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Okay. Okay. This is Dave Anand speaking. Okay. Well, as the matrix, as persons who have opened the spreadsheet will see, we have broken down the capacity building into several subtasks: face-to-face, online, social media, and content. And we've already, those calls already issued out for all of these sub-working groups, and workspaces I believe have already been created. I guess I have some particular comments for the social media and social media tools. Just one was that although what the task was identified for the social media space, talked about identifying the social media tools. My comment to this is that this has already been done by the technology task force. So, and I can provide a link to that on that work, on the workspace. I think what that group needs to look at is to how persons can. The challenge regarding the social media is finding persons able to serve the social media. Accounts, so that when content is shared,
Dev,
if there's feedback, to bring it back in. So that's my comment on that.
Okay, Dev.
Workspace.
Thank you very much, Dev. We'll be going deeper into the various tasks later on. Just for now, just brief reflections on the tasks and on your reflections in terms of preparation of the matrix. But thanks for that, Dev. We'll definitely be addressing that in detail soon. Tijani, are you there? Okay. We're going to move on now. If I could ask Gisela to read the next agenda item, please.
Thank you, Sala Gisela, for the transcript. We need to solicit volunteers for the at-large capacity building work group, contact group workspace, and the at-large capacity work group, empirical assessment group workspace, as well as the at-large capacity building working group face-to-face group workspace, at-large capacity building work group online group workspace, as well as the social media group workspace. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Salinieta Tamanikomoro for the transcript. This is just to confirm the list of people who have already written in to say that they volunteered for different workspaces. I'm just going to read them, and if your name is not on this list, then we would like you to advise us on this call where you would like to be placed in. Okay, for face-to-face, we have Sirinush, Oksana, Yalvi, and Carlos. I'll read that again. Face-to-face, Sirinush, Oksana, Yalvi, and Carlos. On the online, we have Maureen, Ali, Almishad, Maximus, Chubasco, Diranga, Natalia, and Dev. On the social media, we have Juan Manuel, Royas. And in the content team, we have Will Tibben, Darlene T, Sala, Dev, Fatima, and Carlos. And I'm certain that there are people who are on this call who are not currently in any of these four groups. So the space is open now for you to please volunteer your names into your preferred groups. And if I could please ask Gisela to facilitate the recording of the names of the volunteers.
Sala Gisela for the transcript. We will make note of the volunteers and they will then be added to each of the work group pages and they will all receive confirmation that they have been added. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Carlos Reyes, if you could please add that to your action item. We will be confirming the list of volunteers. So there are people who are volunteering now on the wiki. We'll be recording them. So if you're on a call and not on the wiki, we'd ask you to please send an email to the mailing list. But if you're on the wiki, please send your preferred group on the wiki chat space and it'll be captured for our records. If we could now move on to the next agenda item. Gisela, grateful if you could just please read it.
Gisela for the transcript. Thank you, Sala. We are now on agenda item 5, which is discussion on tasks. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Sala Tamanikomoro for the transcript.
Sala, sorry to interrupt. Sala, sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
Gisela again, I believe because you're not at your computer. Jolie has had his hand up. I'm not sure if it is still from his luncheon or if he would like to speak again. Thank you.
Well, since I have an opportunity, can I just ask sort of exactly what online groups have versus is that for online meeting, just for facilitating online meetings?
Thank you, Jolie. The online, we've categorized it into four, and the online is one of the mediums that we've identified as a portal within which we would transmit capacity building. So anyone who's interested in online, we're all interested. The reality is we're all interested in, there are many of us who may be interested in everything, but we would like you to select one where you could dedicate your energy and your resources to.
So we should select only one group, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and then with the next agenda item, I'll be describing briefly what we'll be doing. Perhaps if you'd like, we could address the next agenda item.
And for instance, I do online video. You know, online video is my expertise, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, should I go for content? You know, if it's used in social media, or should I go on online? So it's hard for me to make a choice. Jolie, for the record.
Thank you, Jolie. I've noted that down. So perhaps what we'll do is let's get into this next agenda item, and I'll describe a little bit about all the different groups, and that may give you a bit more clarity.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Hey everyone, as mentioned by Dev, at Beijing we had devised four specific groups that would be dedicated to, that would be assigned specific tasks. And as you can imagine, they're face-to-face, online, social media, and content. Face-to-face would mean anything like a capacity building session that's conducted in a face-to-face mode. So it can be something like that which is done during ICANN meetings. It can include simultaneous meetings with other organizations or other forums, whether they're IGFs, PACNOGs, network operator groups, that sort of thing, or ISOC, or INET, and that sort of thing. And so that's essentially, those are what we call face-to-face. And online would be things, you all would have heard Matthew Shears. He would have spoken about the online portal that's been created. So online essentially is capacity building sessions that are facilitated online. So they can be either through the wiki, they can, anything that's hosted online, or through like something like a DeepL platform, or like an ISOC learning, new generation learning platform, and that sort of thing. Social media, on the other hand, is essentially tailored around things like Facebook, Twitter, anything that falls within the perimeters of social media. And the content group will be looking into the substantive content within ICANN perimeters. So things like new GTLDs, things like WHOIS, and that sort of thing. And so essentially we've tried to devise three simple, clear and direct tasks for each of these groups. And so, if I could invite further discussion on this. So perhaps those who haven't volunteered yet, we'd like to ask if you could pick a group, put it into the wiki chat. Now, the thing is, getting into your group, the thing is, as you develop and as you compile and accomplish the tasks that are going to be set, it doesn't mean that you won't be commenting on other people's work or other groups' work. What we need to do right now is to get each group to focus on specific tasks and the outcomes of what they produced will be shared to the general working group for comments before any finalization. So if you feel like you want to be in three groups, if you feel that, you know, your area of expertise is such that you'd be beneficial in three groups, whilst we welcome that, we would like to dedicate specific focuses to the different groups, and then everyone will get a chance to cross-pollinate their ideas. So are there any comments? The floor is open. And just before we start, Dev had mentioned that in the social media case, the technology task force have already gone through that. And so what this would, and then he's provided the link on the wiki. So what this essentially would mean for the social media group is that you have a platform in which to run in, which means that we would encourage you to take a look at what the technology task force team have prepared, see if you have additional comments. Don't feel boxed by what's already been prepared. If you think there are other considerations that should be fully utilized, please mention them in your group as you're preparing and finalizing your tasks. So with that, the floor is open. And if I could ask Giza to please facilitate by advising who's got their hand up on the wiki.
Giza, for the record, Sala, at this stage, no hands up. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have any preference about which group that they would like to be in? At this stage, I'm going to ask Dev if he could please read out the different tasks for the different groups. Dev, please.
Thank you. This is Devananta Laksing speaking. Okay. There's been, as Sala mentioned, The various groups are as follows. One was the survey group, and the scope and task were to, just to repeat it briefly, to develop the questions with at-large structures, to identify the needs of members of at-large, and to work with the relos and at-large structures. Just a clarifying question, Sala. What do you want? When you say you want me to go into the detail, the scope or subtask?
Just read the scope of tasks for all of the groups, please. Just that those who are in whichever groups are clear. Thanks, Dev.
Sure. Okay. In terms of for the face-to-face group, the scope of tasks are to identify all existing face-to-face capacity building events within ICANN, to identify all existing face-to-face capacity building events outside of ICANN by country and region, and three, identify new opportunities for collaboration for face-to-face capacity building.
Okay, let's just pause there for a bit, there. So if you're in the face-to-face group, you would have heard the directions. This would essentially mean that you would be asking a lot of questions, finding out information using the ICANN website, perhaps liaising with staff at some point. You can talk to your peers to find out some of that information. In relation to the countries, the face-to-face building in countries or in the regions, this is where the spreadsheet that we prepared prior to ICANN 46 will come in handy. We will stick to the countries where we have ALS presence in. And so stick to the countries where we have ALS presence in. And in terms of region, it would be, we're talking about the Ipiralo region, Naralo region, Lakralo, Afralo. So yes, Dev, if you could please continue, and then we'll open for questions later.
Okay. This is Dave. Oksana is asking a question. Will we have a, and this is regarding the face-to-face group. The question is, will we have an email group for face-to-face, for the face-to-face working group?
Okay, Oksana, there is a wiki space on the working group, and you can populate your comments there. But feel free to use the general capacity building working group mailing list. And in your subject line, you can just put bracket face-to-face if you're having a discussion on face-to-face. And that way also other people can be seeing from the discussions, and if they feel that they'd want to add something, they can add it. So, Dev, if you could continue with the online tasks, please.
Certainly. Thank you, Sala. This is Dave. The other working group is the online group, and the online group workspace has also been created. The goals of that are to identify the existing online tools that are available, to identify adequate models, to identify adequate models and adequate modules, identify user-centric considerations, and also finally to identify features to make the online facilities user-friendly. That's the list of the subtasks in the online.
Thank you, Dev. And just to add just a bit further as an example, features in online platforms can include things like hyperlinks or hypertext and that sort of thing. So essentially the task that Dev read for online. Are there any questions in relation to the online tasks for Ali, Maximus, Chubasco, Diranga, Natalia?
Jolly, for the record. I'm still not quite clear as to where online stops and content and social media starts.
Basically, it would be Salatamani Kamara for the transcripts. Essentially, the online working group will be looking into what potential considerations should be factored in when deciding what type of platform, or when deciding what sort of features that we would want to see. So anything within the scope of online, but along the perimeters of the tasks that have been assigned. A detailed discussion can continue over the mailing list for those in the online or over the wiki. And just to let you know, Dev, who's on the technology task force, he's going to be, and also in the steering committee, be leading the online teams and that sort of thing. So he'll be facilitating a lot of the discussions online. And any other questions in relation to the task? No? If we can move on now to social media, Dev, please.
Thank you, Stephen Antilakshan speaking. The task for the social media working group and the link to the workspace will be posted on the AC chat. To one, identify social media tools, and two, identify adequate considerations. Those are the two key tasks in for social media. So Sala, do you want to say anything more to this?
No. Are there any comments from the floor?
Twice.
Okay, I'll have one. Who is going to administer social media? Are we going to do it, or is staff going to do it?
At Salta Manico Emora for the transcripts. At this stage, too early to tell, but we would like you to list all potential implications, whether staff going to be hosting it, or whether we're going to be, whether the RALOs, and I would like us, as we are working on, as you're working on the different tasks allocated to you within the different groups, to think about, think of the RALOs, think of the ALSs, think of at large as a whole. So for example, on social media, I can, at large, there's a page on Facebook, and that's administered by staff, I assume. And yes, I assume that it's administered by the staff. So things like that. So you can identify what we have, what we don't have, what needs to be done, what could potentially be done. Because once the work is done, it'll help us to have a clear view of what we have, what capabilities we have, what we don't have, what we would like to have, and that sort of thing. So any other questions on social media?
This is Jolly McPhee again. I'm kind of coming to understand, and in my mind I'm now defining that online is about sort of meeting online as against groups which are sort of, you know, non-synchronous communication, you know, social media and other things. So that maybe like face-to-face is like when people meet in person. Online it could be when people actually meet online, which are meetings very like this one we're in today. And for instance, Google Hangouts is something that we now use a lot in ISOC. And so that there can be a line between the two things. I can kind of draw my mind there, and I'm a little bit clearer on what that is.
Right. At this stage, suffice to say, whilst Salata Manikamara for the transcripts, whilst the online and the social media are both hosted virtually anyway, the social media is confined to just social media. The online group, on the other hand, they have a much wider scope. And at this stage, we don't want to worry too much about stepping on other people's territory. For example, if you're in social media, if you feel that there's some things that you see in social media that impacts onto the online group, please feel free to record it in your social media space. Because at the end of the day, when we consolidate the material, we will be harvesting and synchronizing recommendations and also potential solutions and capabilities and that sort of thing. So we hope the social media boundaries are distinction enough. But please feel free not to feel limited in instances where you want to make a comment on the online aspects of social media and that sort of thing. Are there any other comments?
This is Dave. I see Narayan has her hand up. I don't know if she's on the call to speak.
Who had her hand up?
Narayan? Maybe I'm mispronouncing it. Narayan. N-A-R-I-N-E.
Hi, Narayan. From Armenia, yes.
Yeah.
I think you're on mute, my dear. Perhaps if we could ask you to type your comments or questions into the chat.
Okay. This is Dave. She has typed this question. Isn't there similar task mentioned for online and content subgroups?
The same thing that I had mentioned between online and social media, the response that I had, it applies to this question as well. We would like to encourage people to focus on the different groups. There will be instances where you feel that it would be touching on other groups. There are certain points that you'd like to make that you feel this covers content as well. we would encourage you to record it. And at the end of the day, when the material that you've developed is passed around for cross-pollination, we will be moving things around. So, yes. Any other questions? If there aren't any other questions, if I could ask Dev to please read the content tasks.
Okay. Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. The at-large capacity building content working group, these tasks that they need to work on are to identify and categorize content, identify delivery modes and options, identify the considerations for content gathering, and to design a consistent and uniform template of presenting content. Those are the tasks.
Right. And so that's clear enough. And I think one of the potential questions that could go into the survey would be to list in order of preference specific content areas, specific subjects. And as people are filling in the survey, they can rate it. And at the end of the day, we can see what's the most favorite topic and that sort of thing. And so as the content team generates considerations of how content is going to be and should be or possibly could be prepared, and if we're going to later on create a test, like some sort of a test pilot, then what we would be doing is we wouldn't try to do all of the content, but we would definitely pick at least the three most popular ones to showcase our recommendations and that sort of thing. Are there any questions at this stage?
This is Dave. I see a question from Fatima Campanero. The question is as follows. The question from Fatima is this. The content is only regarding ICANN issues, or could it be about internet governance in general?
Thank you, Dev. Thank you, Fatima, for your question. In relation to this, the content team will prioritize ICANN topics, but that doesn't mean that we can't highlight internet governance topics, but they would, I would assume that they would form a lower priority as opposed to the ICANN topics. But we'd certainly record them because there are demands from ALSs on occasion for these topics to be included. We'll certainly record it for the purposes of our work. But the priority and preference is to ICANN-related topics. Any other questions?
This is Dave. Naveena just has a follow-up regarding, her question on to, her question regarding the difference between the online group and the content group. She follows up with that. She's no difference between the online and the content group.
Just as to respond, the content team would be looking at subject meta areas, curriculum, and that sort of thing. So it would be content, pure content. It wouldn't. The online would be looking at the technology, the platforms, or the features, or the considerations, the social considerations, learners' ease. Content is purely subject, so that's the distinction. Any other questions?
Okay. Naveen says it's now clear.
Thank you. Dev, could you check if there anybody else has their hand up? If not, we can get into the next thing I wanted to address.
This is Eva. No further hands are up.
Thank you. As you can imagine, we need to really finalize our list of volunteers ASAP so that work can start. What I would recommend is that we already have majority of people filling in groups already, like face-to-face, online and content primarily. Social media, not so much. So far, we just have one person. And I would encourage you to get going. Don't wait for the steering committee. Don't wait for us to encourage you to start addressing some of these issues. And we would really encourage you to start utilizing the mailing list and initiate email threads, initiate discussions on the wiki, initiate how you're going to tackle those tasks. So we would be expecting that at least the next two weeks is going to be, we're going to have very heavy traffic on the capacity building mailing list with the different groups, and also on the wiki where the different groups are sending stuff around, initiating discussions and that sort of thing. Just as a reminder, if you're using the mailing list to discuss certain things in your group, please put a bracket in the subject heading to say face-to-face or online, just so that it's an indication to the rest of the working group that these discussions are proceeding on this specific groups or content and that sort of thing. And if we could focus our energy, and I know you're all very highly motivated, very dynamic, high energy people, and if you can focus the discussions and conclude that.
Sarah? Okay.
Dev, apologies. It's Gisela for the transcript. We're busy calling Sarah back. Thank you. You may wish to just continue.
Okay. This is Dave. I think Sarah was about to wrap up, but just in case not, we wait for the when she comes back on to answer some questions on the chat. Perhaps we could pull some volunteers from the technology task force group. Indeed, we can do so. And I think it will just be very easy to share the information on the wiki pages.
Yes.
Sala,
thank you. Thanks, Dev, for holding the fort and for steering the discussions. Yes, as you can imagine, within the next 2 weeks, we expect very heavy traffic, high-level discussions. And as soon as you finish your discussions, we'll always ask that you appoint somebody to put things together, record the discussions, and put your material together. Because after 2 weeks, we're going to cross-pollinate. We're going to be asking you after 1.5 weeks how you're going, how you're developing. And then by the end of 2 weeks, we'd expect from each of the group a report or a list of things that you've come up with, which we will which we will send to the working group in general for additional comments for an additional week. And then we'll finalize and consolidate the material. So does anyone have any questions at this stage? I'd also like to ask Carlos Reyes if he could add that to the action item, that the different groups are tasked as of 2 weeks to start from today to attend to their tasks. And report back to the general working group. And yes, so if you're in the different groups, please feel free to feel free to take leadership. You all leaders, feel free to take leadership on your on the tasks. Initiate threads, initiate discussions. Go out and ask somebody something. So if we don't know whether the CCNSO have a capacity building session or capacity building framework, ask somebody whom you know that's potentially in the CCNSO and that sort of thing. Or I'm just using that as an example. Whatever you do, whatever you have to do, get the information, prepare your tasks well. And I hope that's been clear. I understand that a call alone is not enough to finish or to discuss thoroughly some of the tasks, but I think it's enough to get us going. And if there are any further questions, please feel free to ask them on the mailing list. And so within the next 2 weeks, the steering committee will be expecting very heavy traffic on that mailing list. So we encourage you to get the discussions rolling. And please feel free to think big. Don't feel confined. Don't feel like you have to think within a box. Think outside the box. Be creative. Be innovative. Initiate something. Come up with your ideas. At the end of the day, we'll be consolidating it, and it'll form part of our recommendations back to the ALAC. So has that been clear? Are there any final questions?
There's a hand up, Narine.
Yes, Narine, please. I'm sorry, I'm not hearing anything. You may be muted, Naren. Is there anyone else apart from Naren that has questions? Yes, please go ahead, dear.
Sala, sorry to interrupt, it's Gisela. Naren is busy typing into the Adobe Connect room.
Right. Could you please read her what she's typing in?
In the meantime, yes. Gisela, for the transcript, a note from Naren saying, Sala, thank you. Just wanted to say thanks and please add my name to the contact group. Thank you, Naren, and this will be done, seeing it as a staff action item.
Thank you very much. Are there any other final comments?
This is Jolly.
Sorry.
This is Jolly. I just want to clarify, can we join more than one group, or are we restricted to one group only?
Because of the 2 weeks deadline, we would really prefer that you join one group, but it doesn't stop you from joining more than one group.
Thank
so
you.
What's your preference, Jolly?
Since it's thin, I'm going to go for social media. I have a
Excellent.
Fair amount of experience with that.
Excellent. And if you could please ask Glenn McKnight if he'd be interested, that would be great as well. I can ask him too.
Sala, it's Gisela for the transcript.
Yes, Gisela, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. We have Yao V, who has his hand raised as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Yao V, please.
Yovi speaking. Can you hear me, please?
Pardon?
Can you hear me, please? Yovi speaking.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you. First, I'm sorry to be late. I have just one comment. I volunteer for the face-to-face group, and my hope is that in this group there will be people from all the reasons, because the first assignment I saw, you listen that it is a question of trying to identify things from countries, from regions. So I hope that this in this group, people from the region will be there to make their work easy for the group.
Comment.
Right. Thank you. Oops. Sala Tamanipamara for the transcript. Thank you, Yalvi, for those comments. Yes, we do have volunteers from the different regions. We have Sirenush from Epiralo, Oksana from Uralo, you, Yalvi, from Epiralo, and Carlos from Lakralo. And we would be fully expecting that you would be utilizing your immediate contacts. And also, please, one of the best resources is the ICANN at Large staff. Communicate with them, and I'm sure they'll know just about everyone in the region, and just about what things that are happening around the world with respect to ICANN, and so that would perhaps help you in your tasks. Are there any other comments, Gisela or Dev? Can you see anyone else with their hand up?
No, this is Deva. No, there's nobody else with their hands raised.
Okay, so just before we conclude, I'd like to ask Carlos Reyes if he has any final remarks, and also to just read out the action items.
Sure, this is Carlos Reyes. Thank you, Sala. The action items from today's meeting. Number one, the working group will review the draft survey and approve this week to finalize the survey by next Friday. Number two, the list of working group volunteers will be confirmed and added to the appropriate workspaces. Number three, groups will begin discussion on tasks through the main mailing list and workspaces over the next 2 weeks, reporting back to the capacity building working group with progress.
Thank you very much, Carlos. And do you have any comments for the working group other than the task?
No comments.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Carlos. Staff, is there anything that you'd like to share with the working group? I take that as a no. Olivia, if you're still on the call, is there anything that you'd like to share at this stage with the working
thanks
group?
Thanks very much. It's Olivia for the transcript record. Yeah, I've followed, and I think it's really good to see things to come together, and certainly the having the different working groups with the different volunteers is definitely going to catalyze the speed at which work is done here. So I thank you for this, and it's a vital component of what at large community has to do for the users out there. And so it's great to see it come slowly together. Great. Thanks.
Thanks, Olivia. And just before we conclude, Dev and Tijani, do you have any final remarks?
This is Dev. No final remarks.
Thank you, Dev. And Tijani? Okay. I take the silence to mean no remarks either.
Hello?
Sorry. My apologies, Tijani. I'm not in front of machine. Please, go ahead.
I've got my hand up.
I'm sorry. I wasn't very active during this conference call because I have special things in here in Tunisia. So, but I followed the call, and I don't have any special remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani.
I've got a remark. I've got a remark, Jolly. It's just maybe we should do a little individually as groups. We should do a little recruiting to pull a few more people in. I could think of a couple of people to pull into the social media group.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely, and fantastic idea, Jolly. And I would like to share Jolly's idea with the rest of us. Just to emphasize it, and if it could be added on as an action item, please, Carlos. The groups are free to invite other people that they feel have the relevant expertise that could add to the immediate tasks. And so look around you, look within your ALSs, look within your RALOs, look within the wider at large, and recruit. And remember, we need to finalize this within 2 weeks, so we don't have much time. And so we look forward to a very activated wiki workspace. So with that, Gisela, I suspect that was the final thing on the agenda.
Gisela, for the transcript. Yes, Sala, the last point was just conclusion, which we have just been through. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Sala Tamani Kawemara for the transcripts, and I'm very happy to say that the meeting is concluded. And have a great day, evening, and night, wherever you're at. Bye-bye. Look forward to seeing you all on the wiki. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sala. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sala. Bye. Bye, all.